You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. Well, many, many people have decided to share their own most personal moments of teenagehood publicly. In fact, one of our own decided to mortify herself. It's KALW's Chris Hambrick, also known as...
Spicy, with the C, is it's like spice hyphen C, the letter C, because every good rapper has a rapper name.
Right. When Spicy, also known as Chris Hambrick, was growing up in Detroit, she used to keep a journal. So when she decided she wanted to get mortified, she went back home to see what she could find. And to give you a better sense of what it takes to share your innermost teenaged feelings, we're going to share Spicy's story with you.
When I went to my mom's house and I found all my old diaries, I found that I didn't really have continuous entries. But what I did find among that stuff was these raps that I wrote when I was 14. I was just starting in high school. I was a freshman. And I had forgotten all about it. I completely forgot that I was an aspiring battle rapper. And like some of the lyrics were really, really hard. And anyone who knows me knows that I'm nicety nice. I'm, you know, but this person on paper was super like aggressive and full of, you know, like bravado. I've got rhythm and it's flowing through my bones. Yes, I've got the rhythm and I know how to bring the beat home. I've got beauty, poise, ability to make noise. They leave a lasting impression on all the fly boys. So forget that girl fire, forget that girl ice, cause there is a new queen and her name is Spice. I was walking down the street when a guy approached me. He said, Queen Spice, you're looking quite lovely. Is there anything that I can do for you? You already know very well that I adore you. I said, not right now. I'm thinking of a plan to get rid of all those girls who think they're in command. They better give that stuff a break, do a double take, and never ever make a mistake. Cause I've got the rhythm. And as soon as I got off stage, people in the audience were just like, oh, wow, that was really great, and like patting me on the back and telling me how brave I was and that they never had the nerve to do that. And I was like, no, you should do it. It feels so good because it's like you've shared something that as a teenager would have gotten you laughed off of any talent show stage and ostracized and given a weird nickname for the rest of the year. But then as an adult, you're a hero because you were brave enough to share this part of you with complete strangers.
Chris has been on the mortified stage four times now.
I was at a food court in San Francisco, some mall, and somebody said, aren't you Spicy? And they called me by my rapper name. And it felt really good. I felt like I was a legitimate, you know, rapper, like in that moment. Like I know that I don't have an album out and I have no plans to do an album. But in that moment, I felt real. I felt like I did my younger self proud. Like if I, you know, ever felt like you didn't be what, you know, you didn't accomplish what you set out to do, what you said you were going to be as a kid. Like I feel like I've accomplished something for 14-year-old Chris.
KALW's Chris Hambrick. Thanks for sharing your story with us, Spicy.